Well, the third quarter got up to a strong start yesterday. The Dow was up 118 points. The S&P hit an all-time record high, finished the day up 23. The market's down a little bit right now. The Dow is down about 28 points. Our stock and business report now with Pavlos Panagopoulos from Cetera Advisor Networks. And Pavlos, the trade war with China, it's on hold for now. But with the current global instability and everything that's happening with Iran and China and now Hong Kong protests, will that disrupt the markets, do you think? Not yet, at this point anyway, right?
Not at this point, but we do see instability has definitely slowed the economy. OPEC is talking about cutting production and oil's at $58 a barrel. So we're seeing this global supply chain unravel as companies move manufacturing away from China. And again, they see this political instability as the U.S. and Europe move more closer to socialism as that drum beats on. Again, investors should hedge their portfolios this very hot summer, both temperature-wise and, of course, the heating up of tensions worldwide.
All right, now, how do investors stay cool during all this?
Kind of hard to do that when this heat is out there, right, Bob? Yeah. Summertime, investors need not to worry about things. Try to think about Mark Twain and what he says is true and applies to their investment strategy.
And that would be what gets us into trouble is not what we don't know. It's what we know for sure that just ain't so. So how do we apply that to our portfolios there?
Kind of a tongue twister, right? You know,
yes, it is, actually.
Nuggets of knowledge there. Yes, here's what we do know and what we know is true. Number one, we know the new economy is here, and although electric cars are here to stay, they only represent less than 3% of vehicles on the road. Of course, that's an increase of 82% from 2017. Again, we continue using fossil fuels for a long time ahead, and AAA estimates 50 million drivers, Bob, will hit the roads this 4th of July weekend. Number two, investors are investing in alternative currencies, but only one has been around 5,000 years. And, Bob, odds are that currency will be around for the next 5,000 years. Again, number three, the economy is slowing. Trade war has been out there. Chinese situation, Asia, again, are capitalist-minded. Their government might be communist, but the 1.5 billion Chinese still want to do business with the United States. Number four, stay invested. Equity markets usually rise over time. We'll see these pullbacks and buying opportunities, but keep some funds in cash. You might be able to pick up on some good deals this summer.
Yeah, but, you know, Pavlos, you know how this works. All of this uncertainty can make a lot of folks a little reluctant, a little gun-shy when it comes to investing.
Yes, definitely. We've heard that the Fed will probably lower interest rates later this month, so we're all kind of waiting on that. And, of course, oil's come down, so that may come about this summer. Again, cash pays you very little right now, right? So the interest rates continue to fall. In the long haul, you won't be able to keep up with inflation. And we know that prices at the grocery store, Bob, are always rising, right?
Yeah, but how do you sleep at night there, Pavlos?
I sleep just fine, Bob. You got to remember, you know, what prices are going up and the economy is slowing, but it's not stalling. Consider the scenarios. We basically still need food, energy, electricity, transportation, and invest accordingly. Again, don't bet the farm on any one newfangled technology breakthrough. Investing, you should understand what's going on. Again, your advisor has to have your best interest in mind. Make sure that he or she is a CFP and or a fiduciary. Again, do make sure that basically your advisor has some of the same investments that you do, and they understand their investment approach, and you understand their investment approach as well.
Okay, very good. And how can our listeners reach you and your team this week?
You reach us this week, 828-4068. Again, we're open today, Bob. So give us a call. We'll be closed for 4th of July. Again, myfinancialsense.com is our website, and Securities Investment Advisory Services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investor Protection Corporation. Bob, you, Candy, and Francina, have a wonderful, safe 4th of July, and all of our listeners as well, and drive safely this weekend.
All right, Pavlos, and we'll talk to you in a few weeks.
Thank you.
All right, Pavlos Panagopoulos with us here on News Radio, KKOB.